Radha Madhava Kunja Vihar Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhadi Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhadi Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhadi Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhadi Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chadi Yamuna Tiravana Chadi Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Madhava Kunjabi Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Gopi Jana Badabha Girivara Dhadi Gopi Jana Badabha Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhadi Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhadi Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chadi Yamuna Tiravana Chadi Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Adi Radha Madhava Kunjabi Adi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Adi Jaya Vishnu Padpada Mahamsa Parivajagacharaja Astatara Satasi Simad His Divine Grace Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda Ki Granthraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Gora Premanandi. Text 15, yes? 16. Text 16. Just checking to see if you were paying attention. Text 16. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhirayat. So text 16. Yatra Naishreyasam Nama Vanam Kama Drikhair Drumai Sarvartaru Shri Shibhir Virajat Kaivalyam Iva Murtina Murtimat Yatra Nakshreyasam Nama Vanam Kama Drikhair Drumai Sarvartu Shribhir Virajat Kaivalyam Iva Murtimat Ladies, please. Yatra in the Vaikuntha planets. Naishreyasam auspicious. Nama named. Vanam forests. Kamadurghai yielding desire. Drumai with trees. Sarva all. Ritu, seasons, Shibihi, with flowers and fruits, Vibrajat, splendid, Kaivalyam, spiritual, Iva, as, Murtimat, personal. Translation, in those Vaikuntha planets, there are many forests, which are very auspicious. In those forests, the trees are desire trees, and in all seasons, they are filled with flowers and fruits because everything in the Vaikuntha planets is spiritual and personal. Really hear the purport. It's a very nice purport. In the Vaikuntha planets, the land, trees, the fruits, flowers, and the cows, everything is completely spiritual and personal. The trees are desire trees on this material planet. The trees can produce fruits and flowers according to the order of material energy, but in the Vaikuntha planets, the trees, the land, the residents, and the animals are all spiritual. There is no difference between the tree and the animal, or the animal and the man. Here the word murti mat indicates that everything has a spiritual form, formlessness, as conceived by the impersonalists, is refuted in this verse. In the Vaikuntha planets, although everything is spiritual, everything has a particular form. The trees and the men have form, and because all of them, although differently formed, are spiritual, there is no difference between them. Sounds like a nice place, huh? Two days ago, there was a nice discussion about, can we see the place with telescopes? But the answer, Prabhupada gave the answer, that the understanding is possible only by sound from the transcendental source. And there's a lot of mystery surrounding sound and the form of sound and all of those nice things that are mysterious. So the focus here is what's in the spiritual world, in case you wanted to know. Shastra provides that understanding. Here in Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the sources that understanding is provided. Now, the statements that impersonalists have that support their impersonal conception, the formless, of course there's two. There's nothingness and there's formlessness, and they're not the same. Buddhism is nothingness. Impersonalism is formless, something without form. Brahman without form. And those, you know, Buddha just cleverly chucked all the Vedas, but Shankaracharya brought the Vedas back and authoritatively taught. And a little bit of news for those of you that aren't familiar with this. Young people today, by encountering this in college outreach, young people today from India, that have a spiritual inclination, guess what brand of spiritual inclination they're spoon-fed? Impersonalism. And, you know, if they're spoon-fed, it's like, anyway, it's difficult for those persons to except form. And, you know, they have their basis. Shankaracharya had his basis. And not only, you know, our ISKCON outreach, but, you know, vast teachings from impersonalists. From impersonal school was very prevalent, and still to a large degree. Of course, there's pantheism and other ideas, but the really spiritual people, they get hooked into the impersonal conception. Sarvam kalv idam brahma. Sarvam kalv idam brahma. And Shankaracharya has his explanation of what that means and so forth. Of, you know, different Shruti mantras or Shruti aphorisms that are the basis and foundation of the spiritual conception. So the Vedas bring the spiritual conception into the picture from the voidist conception, Shunyavad conception, near Vishesha, no characteristics, no form, no qualities, near Vishesha. And then there's Sa Vishesha. The rigors that the four Sampradaya Acharyas, Vaishnava Sampradaya Acharyas had to deal with have their various responses and explanations of these Shruti mantras. In their four categories, but they're all resting upon the same thing. The Supreme has qualities, and different descriptions of how the Supreme has qualities without going into all of that because it's very complex. Interesting, but complex. But Vishnu is Supreme. The person is Supreme. Vaishnavas, the Vaishnava Acharyas have different ways of responding to the Shrutis, the Upanishads, with little tight sayings that you can read this way, and they read, you know, it's not to be accepted because, therefore this is to be accepted because. There's all kinds of Sanskrit rules, you know, secondary meanings are okay if the primary meaning doesn't make any sense. It's in conflict with other things, and therefore you're authorized by Sanskrit rules to look at secondary meanings or say it the other way. This meaning of impersonalism is a secondary meaning, the primary meaning is. So there are different ways of approaching. I'm going through this because of what's in the purport. You know, the form Murtimat. And the Bhagavatam is the commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So if you want to understand the Shrutis, you go to Vedanta Sutra. Want to understand Vedanta Sutra, you go to the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the final word. It's the Supreme Court. There is form. And then emphasize form and say it again and say it again and say it again. And just sharing with you, college students that have bought into the impersonal conception, they struggle. They like spirituality, and they like prasadam, and they like kirtan, but they struggle with the personal conception. And then, you know, they like discussing it. And it takes a while. But sometimes it just doesn't go in. It bounces. But sometimes when it goes in, the Bhagavatam is very helpful. Of course, it's in the Bhagavad Gita as well. But the Bhagavatam is very helpful to certainly this nice section. What's Vaikuntha? Because Vaikuntha is in the spiritual sky. The spiritual sky is without, the Jyoti is without form. But within that Jyoti, there's planets, and the planets have form. And they're as spiritual as the Jyoti, or the Jyoti is as spiritual as the planets. Plus, you know, the more complete picture, the Sat is complemented by Chit and Ananda. And that's the spiritual world. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Sat-chit ananda vigraha, with form that has these three. The it's maybe not necessary to go into all of this. On the other hand, it's helpful because the audience out there, at least some people, have very firm understanding in the Shrutis. Some are just impersonal because they can't get their mind around the absolute truth as person, or if he's person, then he's like us, and you know, it's hard to actually develop a proper spiritual conception of the spiritual world and Krishna's activities. But if we want a proper conception, the Bhagavatam that provides it. And then here's some other points. The forms are all spiritual and personal. So that's nice sounding, and it makes sense. But what's the implication of they're all spiritual? The trees, specifically in the verse, vanam, kama, dughayar, drumai. The trees are wish-fulfilling trees or desire trees. You know, there's kalpa briksha. That's what we're used to hearing. But it's just saying the same thing. Kamam, dughayar, drumai. Druma is a tree. And the trees are kama, dughayar, yielding desire. So if the trees are yielding desire, and the explanation provided here is all fruits in all seasons at all times. One tree, all fruits of all varieties in all seasons. It's not a material tree. It's a spiritual tree and quite personal. And that the personal is reciprocating with the other living entities that are also spiritual and personal. But then the implication is, listen carefully, you know, I'll read what it says. The trees and the men have form, and because of them, because all of them, they are differently formed, are spiritual, and there's no difference between them. So if a tree can produce fruits, then what can't produce all varieties of anything at any time? You know, a speck of dust, or you name it, because they're all spiritual and the forms are not different. That's the implication. Isn't it the implication? Now, there's a function. Trees have function. Flowers and fruits and... However, because the forms are all spiritual and not different from other spiritual forms, they're taking a form that's this form, and that one's taking that form, and so forth, but they're all spiritual. So they're all wish-fulfilling. So there's a cute phrase, practically everything can produce anything. There's something, statement like that from our Acharyas, then that's the spiritual world. It's kind of, how do you put your mind around that one? Well, by mental speculation, it's not going to happen, but by sound vibration, it can happen. And, you know, that's the benefit of hearing Shabda Praman, or Shabda Brahman, spiritual sound. That within the sound, the form is there, the absolute truth is there within the sound, and it can, by proper hearing, it can become realized and experienced. Realized and experienced. So those who are on such spiritual level, elevated spiritual level, what's their experience of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Or, you know, go to Gaura Leela for a moment. And every day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would, after darshan of Lord Jagannath, that what was his experience of darshan of Lord Jagannath. It's we know the mood. It's seeing Krishna in a mood of separation from Krishna. Because that's Jagannath. His big eyes and his hands receded and his form. It's the ecstasy of feelings of love in separation. And he would have that experience, and then he would receive prasad of Jagannath, and he'd go see Haridas Thakur and give prasad and have loving exchange with Haridas Thakur. And then he'd go to the place where Gadadhar Pandit was worshipping Gopinath. And he'd take darshan of Gopinath, which looks, the form is a different form, feature, ecstasy, mood, than Jagannath. And then he'd hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, he was experiencing. No, we're not on that platform. We're not perfect souls. But, we've been hearing. And the first verse in Prahlad's teachings to his classmates is even a slight amount of sincere devotional service has the power to deliver one to the stage of spiritual perfection. And coming up in the same section, he's going to speak this same phrase, spiritual perfection, multiple times. Listen carefully next time you're hearing Srila Prabhupada's lectures, spiritual perfection. It's a phrase that he liked. That's the destination. Sadhana is meant to bring one to sadhya, and sadhya in its full state is, the spiritual world. When it's transported to the spiritual world by sound. You can contact it by sound, and you can go there, and you can experience it. When one hears properly, or one hears with total absorption, pragya, we're going to be hearing some more about this phrase, complete absorption. That means squeaky clean, nothing else. Complete absorption. No, we're not there yet. We have some appreciation, some attraction, that's fantastic. And then perfection is, some distance away from us. So through the medium of sound, one can get a picture of the spiritual world and all of the entities in the spiritual world, using these two phrases, they're personal and they're all spiritual. Everything there is person, everything there is all spiritual. And then what does all spiritual mean? You can say by negation, well, it's not material. Okay, then not material. What is spiritual? With form and qualities, etc. And hearing these descriptions, which is what Srimad Bhagavatam does, then one gets that experience, or the experience, and certainly the conception. Where are conceptions held? In the mind. But the mind is material. Is there such a thing as a mind that's spiritual? Yeah. But it's beyond the material mind. So the material mind can't go there. But a spiritual mind is renovated or re-excavated or enlivened or surcharged by spiritual sound. and then spiritual activity following spiritual sound. And that's the way of Srimad Bhagavatam. So there's the regulative system that our founder Acharya gave us without listing, but one of those main items is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day, etc. And then that's the sadhana, and then there's the sadhya stage. It's meant, we are meant to go become, by sound, become elevated to experiencing Vaikuntha, the place that's being described here. And several verses. I'm going to read the verse again, translation, and see if there's discussion. In those Vaikuntha planets, there are many forests which are very auspicious. In those forests, the trees are desire trees, and in all seasons, they are filled with flowers and fruits because everything in the Vaikuntha planets is spiritual and personal. Discussion? Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Christians, they just want to get, they go to heaven. That's what, as I understand.
Yes.
But that's in the material world.
Yes.
So, I mean, they have a big population of Christians here, everywhere, I mean, and to convince them this, how you all were convinced to, is that just Srila Prabhupada sound vibration just convince? I mean, to convince to others to Christian is not easy.
My answer to a question like this is it depends. Because they're different Christians. And different Christians have a different, you know, some persons are just dogmatic and that's it. Hallelujah. And there are some Christians that are thoughtful, not just dogmatic. So it depends. So for example, you know, my dear friend, do you see a distinction between heaven and the kingdom of God? No, open-ended question. And so, you know, you get a different answer. There's no difference, or yes, there is a difference, or I'm not sure, or, you know, so depending upon the answer, establish some dialogue where you're being reasonable, and they can be unreasonable if they want, but depends who you're speaking to. So is there such a thing? Is there a place? Is heaven that place? Is there a place? What is that place that's eternal? With the meaning. And there is heaven eternal? Or is heaven not eternal? Is heaven just an elevated? What is it? They don't know. I mean, most people, even if they say they know, they don't know. A little sharing. I grew up in a Christian family, little boy going to Sunday school asked mom and dad, what's heaven? What's it like there? We're supposed to want to go there. What's it like there? What do people do? What's the travel advertisement? They didn't know. I didn't say travel advertisement, but they didn't say we don't know, but they didn't know. So I went and asked the priest. And he didn't know either. They don't know. So it depends on the person. Depends. You ask, what is it? What's heaven? Is there a distinction between heaven and kingdom of God? And, you know, there's a distinction. But, if the person is, if you're being respectful of their convictions and their faith and their ideology. You're not being disrespectful. You're not attempting to poke holes in them or their mind or their conceptions. You're not, confrontational type. You're dialogue type. So, their mind is possible. Their mind can open, and then they consider something other than the dogma. Many cases, my experience, it just circles back to, the Christ is the only way. I'm the truth, I'm the light. The comes back to fundamental, what does that mean? It asks them what that means, and they don't have an answer either. So it depends on the person. Prasadam helps.
That's true. So the further goes, then you are dealing with impersonalism, Buddhism, Jainism, Arya Samaji, Mohammedans. I mean, my gosh, how are you going to deal with all these people?
You're asking the same question again. How do you deal with people like that? It depends. In many cases, in general, two things. Achar speaks stronger than prachar. Second, it takes time. With us, it took time, and with anybody, it's going to take time. It's just, you don't quickly move from, like the wind, from this conception to another conception. It takes time. So to be patient and someone that has a little receptivity, and then using Prabhupada's phrase, you fan the spark.
You spoke of the spiritual mind and the material mind.
Yeah.
As opposed to one mind getting purified by the process of devotional service. I always had that concept.
Well, you can say it either way. It's a little bit like the discussion two days ago, about, can we experience internally or externally? It's similar. So there are different ways of thinking. So the mind can become spiritualized. And there is such a thing as a spiritual mind that's not a spiritualized mind. Souls that are Swarupena Vyavastati, they're situated in their spiritual form. It's not a spiritualized mind.
Okay.
Because there's eight elements, and one of them is mind. And you can spiritualize the mind, but then there's mind that's not just a spiritualized mind, not a covering that becomes spiritualized. So both, the external and internal, the same discussion as the other day.
So within?
Both conceptions are fine.
In the beginning of your discussion, you are making a little distinction between the Buddhism, Boydism, and impersonalism.
Yes.
Cessation of existence and cessation of individuality.
Say it again.
Cessation of existence.
Cessation of existence. Material
cessation
existence.
Of individuality. Now, according to what I heard, if you say that, no, there is not nothing, there is something that is Brahman, as you mentioned.
Yes, yes.
But within Brahman, there is nothing. So what's the difference?
No. Well, you know the answer. You're just being fun. So
I want to hear from your angle of vision.
So, as you well know, Shankara's impersonalism is covered Buddhism. And so you can perfume it and dress it, in a ribbon and bow in a package, but it's essentially the same. Now, if there is a distinction, the distinction is made, no, it's not nothingness, it's somethingness. When that somethingness is Brahman, and the Brahman is formless, but it's substance, it's sat. And void is not sat, or asat. Formlessness, the Brahma Jyoti is not nothingness, it's somethingness. So that's a distinction, but you know, how to present it within the context of the Vedas, it's covered Buddhism. It's word jugglery, bottom line.
I have one more, Maharaj. In the Purport, Prabhupada writes those plants and trees, forest. According to Sanatana Goswami, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the soul are Gop Kumar exploring, and he comes to a point where he is completely satisfied, and it's supposed to be predestined, or he actually explored and expressed, this is what I want. So the form that Prabhupada gave so much importance, the forms and personality, is there pre-selected, or we are exploring and then we come and say, this is it, I want, I don't want anymore.
Timal Krishna Maharaj asked a similar question of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada's answer, he didn't elaborate, so don't ask me to. Prabhupada said, the spiritual world is not static, it's dynamic. You know, if one has an inclination for this rasa, means, you know, stai bhava, and then is it possible that it can become another? And Prabhupada's answer was, the spiritual world is not static, it's dynamic. So now, what are what's the technology, how do you navigate all that? No, I don't have an answer. Prabhupada didn't supply an answer. But so, on the one hand and the other hand, we have a natural inclination, so is it predetermined, which is, you know, it's like that's it, we just have to discover it, or you can explore and pick and choose, which is essentially what you're asking. And Krishna's reciprocating with the living entity, and Prabhupada's answer, it's dynamic, not static. So with that answer, there's some fluidity, because it's not static. But, you know, what's the technology, please? What's the cause and effect of the push and the pull? It's a nice question.
Thank you. Someone else
has the microphone. Who has the microphone? Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for your wonderful class. Maharaj, we hear that the philosophy is simultaneously one and different. So does that include impersonal, and then we become personalized?
No. Nice try. It's the description, one and different, has to do with the source and that which comes from the source. The source of emanation has a relationship of oneness with all things that come from that source. That's the oneness. And then there's distinction from this emanation from the source and that emanation from the source and the source. So the distinction between the emanations, and the distinction is between the source and that which is emanated from the source. So there's varieties of differences.
Yeah, you were saying that the young students in India are being taught impersonal philosophy. Prabhupada, the second prayer to Prabhupada thing is to remove impersonalism. So it's there already in us, and we're becoming spiritualized, and that comes. So Are we naturally impersonal?
No. Why do you say that? We're naturally personal.
So why did Prabhupada put so much emphasis on this impersonalism, removing
Because it's a disease, and he's a physician. Hmm. He's diagnosing the disease. And he's applying the medicine for the disease. There's a history behind the disease. But it's an imposed history. You know, Buddha and following Buddha as Shankaracharya. And, you know, there's a marketplace for both. Some want to go out of existence and some want to become the supreme. By all means, avoid serving, please. Go ahead.
Did that originate at the time the jiva soul turns their back on Krishna and they
rejected
personality? Huh?
The fall of the jiva topic.
Well, no. It's another thing that I'm thinking. By default, are all conditioned souls impersonalist because they want to avoid a commitment to a relationship or an answer
well,
to
they could
the
be
supreme.
Not, they can be atheistic besides impersonal.
Oh, okay.
So it's just averse.
Yeah.
The different kinds of diseases.
Okay.
The materialist, the impersonalist, the nihilist, and the, you know, divisions. It's just like there's many brands of Buddhism. It's not all one. Many brands of impersonalism. It's not all one. That last question.
We're talking about the spiritual mind and material mind. Spiritual mind, material mind. Now, okay. Srila Prabhupada is a personality. Srila Prabhupada is a personality he was spiritual completely.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, as we understand that when the person is going to the spiritual world, then the mind, intelligent, and ego, they are dissolved.
Yeah.
As an, so how this work with the great personality like Srila Prabhupada?
They leave it behind.
They leave behind.
The spiritualized body and the spiritualized subtle body, leave it behind. It belongs here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I will.